Racial slurs, tears, and a tally of broken bones and bodies have been recounted in a highly charged inquiry into January's siege of the US Capitol. At its first public hearing, a House committee investigating the rampage has heard from four police officers who battled the invading mob for hours. North America correspondent Greg Jennett has been covering the hearing, and a warning, his report contains some offensive language.
Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you are about to give...
202 days ago, they were hopelessly overrun. Now in sharp-cut suits before a special select House committee, their wounds still run deep.
The indifference shown to my colleagues is disgraceful.
Washington Metropolitan Police Officer Michael Fanones recovered from his January 6 trauma.
I had been beaten unconscious and remained so for more than 4 minutes.
But video from the body camera he wore that day had just been played as evidence on day one of this inquiry, a painful reminder of the hand-to-hand combat he and fellow officers endured trying to repel the mob.
I could feel myself losing oxygen and recall thinking to myself, this is how I'm going to die.
There was Capitol Police officer and Iraq war veteran Aquilino Ganell.
What we were suggested that day was like something from a medieval bottle.
And there was African-American Capitol Police officer Harry Dunn. His physical confrontations were as brutal as any other, yet the rioters' words struck hardest.
One woman in a pink MAGA shirt yelled, "You hear that, guys? This n***er voted for Joe Biden." Then the crowd, perhaps around 20 people, joined in screaming, "Boo, f***ing n***er."
Harry Dunn told the committee he shared his recollections with other black officers. Many copped the same abuse.
He had been confronted by insurrectionists in the Capitol who told him, "Put your gun down and we'll show you what kind of you really are."
As with everything in Congress, this House committee is politically contentious, instigated by Democrats, using their numbers, against the protests of Republicans. But at least two high-profile Trump critics are defiantly on board as members. Liz Cheney from Wyoming.
If those responsible are not held accountable, this will remain a cancer on our constitutional republic.
And Adam Kinzinger from Illinois, visibly moved by the testimony of the four police witnesses.
You guys may, like, individually feel a little broken, but you guys won. You know, democracies are not defined by our bad days.
The 6th of January was a bad day by any measure. The 500 people charged so far is only one of them. The House committee, with powers to subpoena, has given itself an open-ended timeline to judge who else should share the blame for it. In Washington, this is Greg Jennett reporting for AM.